Why did the Romans try to wipe out Christianity? For the same reason King Saul tried to wipe out the Kohanim, the high priests, the infected carriers of the real virus of the cult of Judah, Judaism. For it was a Trojan horse. An infected Trojan horse. Infected with a highly virulent, infectious, crippling, and ultimately deadly pathogen. The only real virus. A virus of the mind. Highly contagious. Spreading by social contact. And even by books. As all terror spreads. From mouth to mouth. By word of mouth. And by handling the same books. It is thus fitting that the cult of Judah's last Machtergreifung, its last and final death blow to liberty and truth, takes the form of the very first truly worldwide cult. The Kotuvid cult. Pronounced Kotuvid. Based on a new lie. A new, imaginary, threat. New dogmas. New articles of faith. New catechisms. A new source of fear and terror. This time secular. Pseudoscientific. Sociomedical. How was the West lost? Can you imagine a state of Israel being supported by the Western powers without Judeo-Christianity dominating the Western nations? Long before the official Holocaust narrative, the only reason there was any interest at all in the West in establishing a new nation for the cult thralls of the cult of Judah who identified, mostly due to religious conversion, as Jewish, was because of Judeo-Christianity. The alleged good news A.K.A. Gospels were the Trojan horse by which the Torah entered into the minds of Westerners. To contaminate them. As a virus. That breaks the absurdity reason barrier of the mind. To infect the mind with toxic neurolinguistic programs. Try if you can to imagine a West without the infection known as Judeo-Christianity. Imagine we still practiced our own native religious forms. Forms devoid of the cruelty, vindictiveness, inhumanity, and genocide role-modeled, and glorified, and promoted, and glamorized, by the Torah, in the form of the Old Testament. The Torah was thus introduced into the West, and respected, and glamorized as the Word of God. And we have never stopped paying for this subterfuge. This deception. This Trojan horse. This infection. It has been passed from the elites to the poor, from father and mother to son and daughter, for generation upon generation. The authors recognized there would always be some resistance to the virus. So that Yahweh himself warns, in the official narrative, that the cult of Judah would always be waging war, from generation to generation, with Amalek. And that the cult of Judah thralls would need to genocide all the humans who were somehow immune from the infection. To exterminate all trace of resistance to the cult of Judah. Yahweh is of course merely the representation of the will of the cult of Judah elites. Made in their image. Representing the very worst in human nature. And thus guaranteed to resonate with it. To be accepted by it. Appealing to greed, jealousy, and lust for destruction. Offering exclusive, exceptional, entitlements. Dominion. For a master elite. Over the nations. Over Homo Fideo. Believing man. With all those who could not be infected with this pathological virus, to be genocided, if they showed any resistance to submitting to the will of the cult of Judah elites. I ask you to imagine what the position of the West would be towards the state of Israel, if we had remained pagan, or adopted the original forms of Zoroastrianism, or Mithraism, or Zen Buddhism. That is the only way to see the actual way in which Judeo-Christianity exercises power over us today. For without that Trojan horse called Judeo-Christianity, the Jews would have no more sympathy, or control, or power, over the United States of America, or Australia, or New Zealand, or Canada, or the UK, or Germany, or France, than any other minority interest group in the West. The actual extent of that power is exposed in the political support for the genocide being committed by Israeli Jews against the Palestinians, whom even the Torah itself recognizes as the rightful heirs to Palestine, as the descendants of Esau and Amalek. The difference, if you can be honest with yourself, between how you and most Westerners think of Israel and its behavior as Christians, and how they would think of Israel and its crimes were they Zoroastrian or Buddhist, defines the power of Judeo-Christianity as a tool for the cult of Judah to gain public support for its criminal activity. And given the large number of genocides that really occurred in recent history, I ask you to consider your position towards the official Holocaust narrative in this context also. Your exceptional and exclusive interest in and sympathy for Jews stems from your Judeo-Christianity, with its shared Jewish God Yahweh, and its worship of a Jewish man as the Son of God and also Yahweh, the Jewish God himself. You did nothing to gain compensation for the victims of the apparently documented German genocide in Africa, nor for those in the Soviet Union when it was openly led by Jews, nor for those in China, nor for the victims of the American war crimes in Cambodia or Vietnam or Iraq or Yemen or in many other places around the world. You did not demand compensation for the Hutu genocide of the Tutsis. You do not support right of return for any other people anywhere in the world. And that after over 2,000 years absence from their self-proclaimed homeland. If you cannot see the power that Judeo-Christianity has given the cult of Judah, and thus Jews, over your thinking, your feeling, and your nations, then it can only be because you are in denial. You choose to not see the warning Jesus makes in the New Testament, "Seek good news," applies to you. For you do not have ears to hear, nor eyes to see, and so you will never see or hear the truth. The truth that this Jesus narrative and New Testament was designed as a Trojan horse virus that would empower the cult of Judah, after over 2,000 years of planning and conspiring, to take de facto control over the financial systems, political systems, mass media, military, and religious thinking of the West, with no King Saul to recognize this threat, to both recognize the threat and be willing to take action against it. Not until Adolf Hitler rose to power, and as in the time of King Saul, the cult of Judah enlisted people with no rightful claim to power and installed them in positions of power and then used them as their puppets, just as they did King David, whom, you must remember, the New Testament's Jesus claims descendancy and thus legitimate right to power and respect from. The connection cannot be clearer. Any cult of Judah elite would have immediately recognized that Jesus is controlled opposition. I say is, as that is the correct grammar for a character in a work of fiction. Each time someone opens that book or refers to that narrative, Jesus is saying certain things and doing certain things. The important things he says all relieve any cult of Judah actors of any doubts about his loyalty to the cult of Judah. Today, as at any time after that narrative was written or orally communicated, Adolf Hitler was the last cultural heir of King Saul, the last legitimate potential world ruler. All others have been, and will be, controlled opposition, including any Messiah that might appear or return, including any Mahdi or any Quetzalcoatl. Hitler took personal responsibility for his own destiny. That was the basis of the Fuhrer principle. National Socialism pulled Germans out of poverty and servitude and raised them to a glorious height that no amount of Jewish propaganda will ever be able to tarnish. Even many who believe the official Holocaust narrative do not feel that narrative tarnishes National Socialism at all. In fact, it is the cult of Judah's plan to sacrifice around 6 million Jews living in Palestine, as the Holocaust. Their official Holocaust narrative is not a historical description of, but rather, the playbook for the predictive programming. The self-fulfilling prophecy that every Jew and Christian Zionist and hapless ignorant brainwashed fool actively contributes to the realization of, every time they promote that narrative. By making it real in the imagination of the masses, they are also ensuring it becomes a reality. Marcus Heinrich Rebach, would-be emancipator of Jews and Gentiles and all other earthlings. Sovereign Ecclesia of the Free Church, the Vegan Church. Holistic philosopher. Eating and clothing myself from garbage, so that I might be of service to all earthlings. The only profit I hope to earn from my work, effort, sacrifice, and risk, is the emancipation of all earthlings. In this world, or by their ascension to higher planes. In exile. The 30th of March, 2024.